This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know, Benny's got a really good point, Savannah Hernandez. Will Trump usher in the COVID-19 vaccine? He's been attacking Fauci. He said, we don't have to take the vaccine previously, but he wants to have this hope to boost the stock market, which he knows they're trying to target. That was the big subject that said I'd cover today, then I forgot. They're trying to plunge the dollar. It's total treason. I'll explain it another day. Obviously, the whole world's a bunch of currencies that have been inflated. We want ours to come out on top, or we're done. But he's bringing up the fact, Benny is, that will Trump usher in the COVID-19 vaccine? If it actually comes out, and if they're trying to cover up the side effects, which they're not even doing right now, and if Trump really tries to ever force us to take it, then I'll come out against Trump. Savannah, what do you say?
I agree. I know he previously said that they're voluntary, not mandatory, so I hope that he sticks to that. But, you know, more importantly, I think the big push that we're going to have to fight back against is schools saying your child can't come unless they're vaccinated.
And it's going to be the corporations that implement
that's
it.
That's how it's going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to be Trump, but it's going to be the corporation. So we're still
going
to
have to. We need him to say no to that.
Exactly. We need him to fight for us so we aren't forced to take these vaccines while being barred from being able to go, again, grocery shopping, just like with the face masks. That was basically...
And they admitted it's an act of submission. Why do you think Gates and them are being so honest that 100% are getting sick taking it, 20% going to hospitals, because they can't hide it anymore? I mean, this is crazy. Like, this product's really great. I'm going to have liability protection. It doesn't really protect you, and it's going to make you sick. Don't you want it, Savannah?
Well, that's the thing, Alex. They realize that nobody is paying attention, that they can come out and say the point-blank truth about vaccines. We even had the World Health Organization themselves come forward and say that they don't really know how vaccines work in our bodies and if they're safe or not. But they're able to tell these truths because people aren't paying attention and people are willing to submit
to authority. Exactly. It's fine print, so people shouldn't celebrate. Hey, the UN admits it's all BS and deadly. No, they're fine printing your ass so that they don't have liability when you're dumb enough to take it.
Exactly, Alex. So until we wake people up, until each individual person is willing to wake up and fight for themselves, I mean, there really isn't much we can do for the masses at this point because they're willing to submit to authority. And this whole COVID pandemic has just been a blatant example.
It's a litmus test of being a slave. Benny in Georgia, your points on this.
Hey, hello.
Yes, sir, Benny. So what's your take on this?
Well, I've seen a video. They asked Trump how is he going to implement his vaccine. He said he had the military up and ready to go.
Yes, he said that the military would deploy it if you want it, yes.
Oh, so, I hope so. I'm a Trump supporter and everything, and I just hope he doesn't disappoint us. Let me tell you,
if he says the military is coming to make me take something, we'll go to war, brother.
Yeah, me and my family would not take any vaccine. To change the subject right quick, your band.video website, I used to be able to just download the videos to my phone, really simple and easy, but recently I haven't even been able to download any of your videos. I might want to get you guys to check that out, see what's going on with that.
Thank you for giving me an update on that. You know, we're not a big company. We've had a lot of bugs with the site because it serves millions of people a day, but it's getting better, and your feedback is wonderful. We need your feedback. Just so I know, so I can tell the IT people, what type of phone do you have so we can see if that's a bug to that phone or a general bug?
Samsung Note 8.
Note 8.
Yeah.
All right, and then there's not even a download button for you, or it doesn't work?
No, it downloads. I mean, you can press the download. You press the download word, you click on the word. The arrow pops up at the top of the screen, but it immediately goes away.
Bunch of complaints that stuff doesn't download, and then on my computer at home it downloads, and on my phone, though slow. So I'm gonna get to the bottom of it. God bless you. Anything else, Benny?
Also, your app. Also, the InfoWars official app on the Android. Check that out, too, because it won't allow you. It just goes in and out.
Oh, let me tell you, Google banned us last year, and then they wouldn't let us update it, so our apps are all gone, yeah. We've got a web app you can find at band.video, but yeah, great point, sir, I hear you. Anything else? He's gone. All right, Savannah, stay there. We're going to get into Antifa with you, jam in a few more calls. We're going to have you come back for a couple of hours tomorrow. Savannah Hernandez is very nice, and she's kicking butt.
Thank you.
And she's a great patriot. And she didn't get radicalized by me. I don't have to do anything. She just worked here and went out and saw the real world. And now she's like more radical than Alex Jones, folks.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Couple of incredibly important action alerts for patriots out there. Stories that have broken on InfoWars.com. Here's the latest. Doctors warn COVID pandemic actually practiced for biological warfare. And Bill Gates said this is just a drill for the real thing. I said that months before. But how did I know? It's in Operation Lockstep and in Event 201 that they needed a drill, and then they just launched a drill, and they're using regular deaths from other viruses in the column, but it's a real virus so Gates can own it and then release new COVIDs in the future, which he's told you he would do. Huge story. Globalist election inquiry group war games, how Biden could seize power if Trump reelected. Soros, the Chinese government involved. We should not put up with it. We had a caller earlier talking about, you know, who should be wiped out in the power structure that's un-American. Trump's starting to cut off the Chi-Com. He's starting to go after him. He's going to have Microsoft take over TikTok, which Gates doesn't run anymore. So, Anna Hernandez, what do you think?
I agree with you, Alex. And, you know, just having to live through this election year has been quite interesting in seeing all of this stuff evolve, all of the things that you've been covering for so many years coming to fruition and people starting to wake up to it slowly, but surely they're waking up to it, which is a very good thing. So I'm glad that we're continuing to give these updates and wake people up to what's really going on.
I wanted to get you in Sunday, but I know you've been working Saturday and Sunday a lot of hours, so I didn't. But I should probably have you and Owen in here for an hour or something tomorrow with all the clips you've got, just to analyze the craziness of Antifa, because none of this, you know, has a time frame on it. It's all evergreen, because more of this is going to happen in the next 91 days. But just, you got a few clips here. Which ones do you want to play? And just in a nutshell, I saw finally state police in Austin stand up, even though the mayor said stand down, because when Antifa said we are going to have snipers on their own Facebook, they did have gun trucks, we are going to take over roads, the system finally figured out, hey, we have to stand up to this because citizens are going to pull their guns out and kill the Antifa.
Exactly. And I do have one clip of a gentleman, a citizen here. He was a black man. He got out of his truck because they started to block the I-35. He got out of his vehicle and he said, basically, you guys need to get out of my way because I'm going to go to work or I'm going to air you out, which basically means he was going to run them over. So I think the police are realizing, too, the citizens are starting to become
and
angry.
And that's why the globalists backed down. The police aren't bad on average, but the mayor and others had to back off because they realized, wait a minute, the citizens, black, white, are going to start killing people.
Exactly.
We're going to come together. They don't want the image of us powerful, raging and overturning them.
And I think they're starting to realize, too, that it is the citizens who are going to get angry and start standing up in mass. And there are more citizens who are law-abiding citizens who don't want to see this type of chaos in our streets that are in this city than there are Antifa members. And that's why APD and the state troopers came, and I believe that's why they shut things down so quickly. That's why we didn't...
I agree, to protect Antifa from us.
To protect them, because the average citizen's getting very tired, and that's something that I saw for the first time, too, going out, was the average citizen getting out of their cars now and going and confronting these people, citizens laughing in their faces. They're now all fighting amongst each other because they have no direction, no organization.
And all it's going to take is one person, white, black, Hispanic getting out, kicking the ass with a few Antifa, they're going to get piled and get their ass kicked, and then all the cars are going to disgorge and totally overrun Antifa.
Exactly. That's point blank what's going to be happening, and they realize that. So the police did a really great job this weekend. Like I said, I can't emphasize that enough because I think, you know, we all have been hard on officers around the
nation. Yeah, it's not their fault they've been ordered to stand down.
Yeah, they were ordered to stand down, exactly. But here in Austin, the situation's quite different. And more than anything, you know, people say that it's very hard to continue to run an organization or anything that's based in hate. You can't keep running it because it's very tiring to do. And I was seeing that there as well. I mean, you have one or two.
You saw Antifa people breaking down. Let's play the clip of the frontage roads, I-35 shut down, and a man is trying to get to work, gets out and says, "Listen, get out of my way." Here it is.
Sorry. Look, I understand the cows are free state, but I gotta go to work. I'm black. I gotta go to work. I got bills. I got kids. Get the f*** out of my way. I got to air this bitch out, bro. Come on,
my favorite part of this whole thing. So he gets back in his truck, and I pan the camera back, and you just see all the Antifa members standing there with their heads down as they let this truck pass through, because they're not going to stand up to this man. They're not going to actually stand up and fight back. Look at them. They're all standing there so meekly. They're weak. They're pathetic. And I stood there, and I was laughing in front of all of them all night. I didn't even need security out there. They're not an organized militia out in the streets like they think. They think they are. They really genuinely
think
they are.
Well, look, I can go in Virginia. We had 40,000 people there of every race, color, and creed with guns, no problems, no violence. That totally freaked the left out.
Exactly.
We got our stuff squared away. They don't.
Exactly. And again, that is what is finally getting across now, is that there's many Second Amendment or gun-carrying citizens in America who are getting tired of this and are going to stand up.
And again, we're not Russia. We're not places in Europe where they have their weapons taken. That's the difference. We have the Second Amendment.
Exactly.
The left may have taken our First Amendment in most areas. We still got the Second Amendment, and they are checkmated.
Exactly. And I think, too, that Garrett Foster getting shot and killed last weekend because he pointed his rifle at a gun-toting citizen, that woke up a lot of Antifa members here in Austin because a lot of them stood down. When the police told them to back up, they backed up.
Well, that's right, because they said, what did he say minutes before getting killed? He goes, "They're all wimps. I can push them around. None of them are going to stand up."
Exactly.
Like you think we're scared of you. We're scared of the trouble we're going to get when we kill your ass, dumbass. We're not scared of you.
And that's why the left or the right has showed so much restraint, because they know that they're going to be the ones that face repercussion if they stand up for themselves. But Antifa here in this city of Austin, they're not setting up an autonomous zone.
Yeah, when push comes to shove, these people, Soros and all of them, he may not have gotten arrested for World War II being a Nazi, but he's going to get arrested now.
It's just so comical.
You believe he was killing, rounding up his fellow Jews in World War II, and he's still around doing this? I mean, what the hell? Like, Lex Luthor is a cartoon character. This is a real Lex Luthor.
And Alex, you know, the great thing, too, is we have been talking about how George Soros funds BLM. That's all I see on my Instagram feed now, on my Twitter feed, on Facebook. So a lot of the younger generation, my age, even younger than me, even on TikTok, people were making videos about George Soros and his ties to BLM and how he's funding it. So people are really waking up to this, just like Bill Gates. You post anything about Bill Gates on Instagram, all the comments are, "We're not taking your vaccines, you're evil, we don't like Bill Gates, we don't like George Soros." So people are really waking up to who is funding.
I totally agree, Savannah. You are knocking it out of the park. Let's talk to Muhammad in Florida real quick. Muhammad, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, you know, I'm pretty upset about Trump's complacency. I don't think he understands what's going to happen to him after he loses. These people are not going to stop. They are going to arrest him. They're going to arrest members of his family. They're going to intimidate his children. They're going to take this guy to the woodshed. And I don't think he understands that. I don't think he can grasp what is about to happen to him. There needs to be a sense of urgency from Trump. And we're not seeing that sense of urgency. I'm pretty upset about it.
No, I agree. We're not really seeing a sense of urgency from Trump. That's been my biggest concern. What do you think, Savannah?
I agree as well. It will be interesting to see what he does ahead of the election. The mail-in voter fraud is what I'm most interested in watching, because we've seen the Democrats push for that. And Trump, I mean, he's trying to bring light to it, but what is he really doing? Is he going to actually put a stop to this? What's going to happen with the election? I don't know.
Muhammad, what else do you think? What should Trump do?
The biggest thing he needs to do is get hold of the media. The media is the biggest problem. China owns interest in all the media. When I was on YouTube the other day, I put in a comment. It was very simple. I put in a comment, "China is evil." I refreshed the page. 30 seconds later, that comment was removed. I did the same thing. I put in America is evil. 30 seconds later, refresh the page. That comment was there. This is all sedition. He needs to declare a state of emergency. He needs to arrest the media heads.
I agree, because I'm not for martial law and all this. We were already in it right now. And the government is not perfect, but it's a lot better. Did you know a month ago it came out that there's a bunch of stuff about China and Hong Kong you can't say? And I read about you can't say China is evil. You actually tried that? That happened to you. Thank you, Muhammad. God bless you. All right, Henry and George, I'm out of time. I could be here all day, but Gerald Slinte always does a great job. Savannah, you and Owen, because we're both down to this weekend, you should come back on for an hour tomorrow and tell us what happened.
All right, sounds great, Alex.
We'll play more of the clips.
I'll be here.
Henry and George, guys, seriously, get their name and number, but make me tomorrow. Call them. Because I always say we're doing it, never call the callers back when we do this. I want to get them on first call tomorrow. We took a lot of calls today. Gerald Salente's taking over, and then you're going to have the War Room with Owen Schroyer. I know Savannah loves that show. Are you going to be on there?
I will be. I'll be on there at 5 p.m.
Savannah
today.
Loves the Owen Schroyer show. She loves the War Room. So that's coming up today, 3 o'clock Central. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And I want to thank everybody that works on InfoWars for all they do to keep the truth alive, as we do our best as well with the Trends Journal. And it's very important. People don't realize. I was thinking about it today. You have a nation that's addicted to junk food. Oh, yeah? Really? No. You know, take a look at those pictures. They had one today. I forgot where I saw it. Maybe the Cartoon News Network. And they had people lined up in 1918 to get masks or something to that effect. It's in San Francisco. And you should see the way everybody's dressed. You know, this is 100 years ago, 100 years from today. And look how low we've sunk. Look what the people look like. Junk food, junk dress, and junk news. So, just like junk food destroys your body, junk news destroys your mind. There it is. Look at that. Look at that photo. Look at what the people look like. These are laborers. And they had their own little stores back then before the bigs took over. I have a photo of my parents' wedding, may the souls rest in peace, 1934. They were laborers, worked in fish stores, manufacturing. Everybody, elegant as can be. You look at that wedding picture, guess what? Nobody could top it today. The style, the dress, the look. That's how low we've fallen. And then you go back to the junk news. Just like junk food destroys your body, and dressing like junk destroys your self-respect, junk news is a mental illness. It causes mental illness. It makes you really stupid, and you just buy the crap that they feed you. And being that most people, again, by the numbers, only 70% of Americans are overweight, only 42% are obese. So, keep eating the crap that they feed you. Destroys your body and destroys your mind. You know, there's that photo of Woodstock back in 1969, when I was a youth. Not that young, but pretty young. And you look at the people. And then you look at them now. I look at these people waiting on food lines, the shots that they show. It's blimp land. So, going back to the news and why it's so important, the people are addicted to junk news. They're only buying the sound bites of it. They don't know the facts. And the media keeps selling fear and hysteria. UTrends Journal is going out tomorrow and working on this now. And I guess the headline is, Media Sells Fear with Horror Headlines. Majority buys it. Here are some of the headlines from last week. Tokyo could declare emergency if situation worsens. Reuters, 31 July.
So I look at Japan, right? This is a country of 126.5 million people. 126 million people. Got it? How many died? March, April, May, June, July. 5 months. Hey, moron, idiot, low-life slimer, little liberal cowards, could you count 5 months? Prostitutes that are doing this, could you count 5 months? They have the grand total of 1,004 people dead when I wrote this yesterday. 1,004 people out of 126.5 million. What are you telling me this crap for? In 5 months, 200 people a month? Hey, 200 people a month out of 226 million people. How many died of overdoses? How many died of whatever, 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 whatever? And that, by the way, you know what percentage of that of the population is? 0.00796%. Vietnam records first COVID-19 death, BBC News. It should be BS News. This is what they're doing to the people, and the morons and idiots swallow the crap. Right? There it is. So here's the number. Vietnam has 97.3 million people. Right now it has a total of 6 deaths or 0.00006% of the population. More prostitute crap. And again, this is why you go to InfoWars and subscribe to the Trends Journal, because we don't do that. China reports 127 new coronavirus cases, highest since March 5th. Now, remember, the coronavirus, it wasn't such a happy Lunar New Year in China, struck in the middle of January. China has 4,634 deaths, and let's say they're lying, we'll make it more than that. But even at this number, of 1.4 billion people, or 0.0003310 of the population. They're doing this every day. They're selling fear and hysteria. So here's what I ask people. Do you know someone that died of COVID-19? Or was hospitalized? I'm just asking. Everybody I ask, this is what they tell me. Well, no, I don't know anybody, but a friend of mine has a friend who knows a friend who has a friend. Or something along that line. This is fear and hysteria. I'm getting blackballed now from more shows. I don't want to mention who. It has to do with money and precious metal. And I was one of their biggest hits when I'm on. But because I disagree with them, I'm not on anymore. So do what you can to support InfoWars. And of course, subscribe to the Trends Journal. Because if we don't keep the truth alive, we're going to die in hell on earth. We're going to be right back.
Snortable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. You know, it's not only America that's doing this. A lot of the Western media is. And one of the ones to look at is Australia. Victoria increases coronavirus lockdowns, declares state of disaster. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has bowed to the realities of his state's spiraling coronavirus infections and introduced the nation's toughest lockdown restrictions. More important announcements are on their way for Victoria today. Also, Mr. Andrews saying incoming rules for specific industries will force some businesses to close and others to slow down operations. The state recorded 671 new cases on Sunday. You ready? And 7 more elderly Victorians have died. 6 of the fatalities were connected to virus outbreaks in aged care homes. It's the same thing in the United States. Some 50% of the people that have died are elderly with pre-existing chronic conditions from nursing homes. Oh, no, when you get to nursing home, when you get out, you go to day camp. You're just there for a little while. You're going to die. You got it? And this makes you go quicker. You close down countries and states to this. You ready? 6.4 million people live in Victoria. That's where Melbourne is. The country has 25.5 million people. Just before I went on the air, I looked at how many dead in Australia. 221. 221 people, March, April, May, June, July. 5 months, 221 people died. And you're telling me that you're closing down the entire economy and ruining the lives of scores of millions? For what? Because I'm the Prime Minister or whatever I am, Victorian Premier, a Premier jerk, a Premier first-class piece of garbage crap, and like they do most everywhere, look at this little boy of nothing. And I love how they have these people all over doing this. Like, what? This is government money. They do it all the time, and they put in the phony people doing it too. So if you can't hear it, you can see it. And you don't need this to know what that is. You don't have to speak one word. All you have to do is look at these little pieces of crap, and you can see what crap comes out of their mouth. You don't need a sign language person to tell you. And all the people bow to it. No, it's not. They're going after Trump. Yeah, maybe they are. They're doing this everywhere. And the people bow down and take it right from their premier. Little Danny Andrews, a little boy of nothing, like the little Slimers you got in the city, state, and country near you. Abbott and Costello. Baby Andy Cuomo, Mario's little boy of nothing, if daddy didn't get him there, like Gruesome Newsome tied to the Klan. You mean the Ku Klux Klan? No, the F-you-know-what Klan. One after another. Facts don't matter. The people that are dying are elderly. One after another. But they had some protests over there in Germany over the weekend. The American media reports, or the Western media, that about 20,000 showed up. Other reports that I'm reading are more like 100,000 took to the streets throughout Germany on Saturday, protesting the mask wearing. Yeah, there you go. Is that 20,000 people? Oh, but if it was a cause that they liked, then it would have been different. Then they would have inflated the numbers. And you know what the toilet paper record referred to it as, the people that were there? Now they threw in the word Nazis, quoting people, right-wingers, and populists. I'm totally against wearing masks only because I know the data and the facts. I know that the World Health Organization, I know that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I know that Jawbone Fauci, the little fraud Fauci, flip-flop Fauci, little disgusting person. Oh, but he's Italian. Yeah, I could care less. And that's the other thing. I don't care if you're black, white, green, yellow, Jewish, Protestant. I could, whatever religion, whatever you believe in, I could care less. Good and bad comes in all of them. That little clown boy said back on 60 Minutes, back in March, that masks were ineffective. And then he puts it down under his chin, and that makes it even more dangerous. Because if you did get anything, then you put it back on your face, and now it's in your nose and up your you-know-what, because that'd be nice to him. The facts don't matter. The Germans were fighting, and the American media and the Western media played it down like they were Nazis, right-wingers, and populists. How stupid. How ignorant. How ignorant to classify all those people in three minor categories. I'm none of those. How about I do the research and know the data and don't swallow the crap that junk food people eat? They swallow the crap from the junk food vendors and swallow the crap from the Cuomos on CNN. The little lemons. You want a piece of Donnie Lemon? How about little Anderson Cooper? A little mommy's boy. That's right, Gloria Vanderbilt's baby. I look at the facts. But what they do is they take hundreds of thousands of people and categorize them. But the important thing also is you don't see these kind of protests in America. People have lost their courage in this country. They lost their fight. Again, look what they look like. Look what they eat. Look what they listen to. Look who they vote for. Look what the schools have become. Fight? How dare you, Salenti? Like, we have no bullying zones in our schools. Snowflake America. Yep. From the stars and stripes to snowflakes. The country of cowards. Except those listening to InfoWars. Be back in a little bit. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. See, here's the deal. You know, one of the stories they're writing about in the Trends Journal will be out tomorrow. It's a weekly. Every Tuesday it goes out. Are reopening schools. So, just in case, in any way you want, in any way you look at it, there's a big Reopen America Back to School special on InfoWars, InfoStores, 50% off. 60% off top sellers and double Patriot points. Listen, the globalists, as we know, are trying to keep our children dumb, uneducated, and make them easy to control. And they're doing a great job of it. So InfoWars is giving you new ways to support the show and help spread the word. And that's what you have to do. You have to help spread the word. So they have Bodies, 50% off, and they're selling out. Living Defense Plus, 50% off, selling out. Vasovit, 50% off, selling out. Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all of them, 50% off, and they're selling out. Yeah, Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3, Lung Cleanse Plus, Ultra 12, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun Plus, Chill Force, all 50% off. And Super Female Vitality, 50% off.
BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Extend the Wise, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, available for just $149. Storable Food is back in stock, and it's on short order. And, man, that's something you really need to consider getting, because things are going to get ugly, and you're going to want to have all the storable foods you can store. And AM, PM, Day and Night Pack, and Pack Power Stack, 50% off. So, listen, fight back to reopen America and save big at the InfoWars specials today. And, of course, you need to keep the truth alive, because they're killing us without it. And I was talking about what's going on in Germany. You know, they had a came out with their GDP numbers last week, gross domestic product. That was only the worst since 1970. And this is Japan. And the people taking to the streets. Again, here's some numbers for you. There's a grand total of 9,206 deaths in Germany of a population of 84 million, or 0.011%. I said that the New York Times, the toilet paper record, they call themselves the paper record. The only record that they have to prove is a murderous track record of selling us wars based on lies. Hey, you remember them aluminum tubes they were selling? Yeah, about Saddam Hussein has them and is filling them up with uranium and on and on and on. Yeah. How about Russiagate and on and on and on and on? Yeah, that New York Times, I said they were calling the Germans that were protesting populists and right-wing populists, they were calling them conspiracy theorists and right-wing populists. That's how disgusting it all is. If you don't believe what they sell you, look at these conspiracy theorists. How ridiculous. 100,000 people. And look at the tough cops lock up the little people. While the banksters and the criminals that steal our money every day, and the defense industry that steals our money as we work for it, and use it for the military to kill innocent people, that's okay. These little tough guys, don't arrest them. No, only us. So going back to, well, here were some of the things, by the way, the protests that they were saying. Among the signs carried, stop the new normal, freedom over fear, the masks are muzzles, and the mask is stupid. We are the second wave. We're here and we're loud because we're being robbed of our freedom. You don't see that in America. So I mentioned what's going on in Germany because of the economy as well. And as you well know, my years on Alex Jones and the subscribers to the Trends Journal, no one has forecast gold more accurately than I have. You go back, it's there in print. The gold bull run has begun, and it began in the early 2000s. The dot-com bust. And then I said what would happen with gold prices following the panic of 08. And just before it. And then on June 6th of last year, I forecast the gold bull run. Gold was $1,332 an ounce. Today it's in the high 1900s. Silver has gone up 37% since I forecast its rise in June. Where is it heading? When I talk about storable foods and what you need, and I don't give financial advice, We're into an economic calamity unimaginable. New York City is a ghost town. One town after another. Ghost towns USA. And around the world. Tourism. Beep. DED. Around the world. 26% of tourism in Europe comes from Americans. And we're not allowed to go there. Countries like Spain and Italy. Somewhere near 15% of their GDP, gross domestic product, depends on tourism. Look how empty the streets are. This is real. I remember there was a song when I was back in the days when it was fun. The neon lights on Broadway. Gone. Broadway, forget about it. Dead. And now, the same little geek freaks who started the fear and terror, they're the first ones that shut down in America. Last week, Google announced that they're not going to have their employees coming back until next July. What does that do to the commercial real estate sector? It kills it. And all the businesses that rely on it. They were the first ones to do this. And the rest of the country followed. Gruesome Newsom in California. You look at the numbers, how many people died in Silicon Valley. It's minimal. So what I'm saying to you is you better prepare for the greatest depression. The motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. Do what you want to do. We just put the facts down. InfoWars is selling you products that you could use to survive. And we try to give you information in the Trends Journal to help you thrive. Plan ahead for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you've lost nothing. If the worst happens and you didn't do anything, you can lose everything. This thing is going down hard. It's going down fast. This is unprecedented in world history. Never have nations shut down like this. I remember all these little clowns used to talk about a V-shaped recovery. Well, maybe it'll be a U-shaped recovery. Yeah, F-U-V, X-Y-Z recovery. Forget about it. Prepare for the worst. The numbers are in gold. The numbers are in silver. The numbers are in the bankruptcies. The numbers are in the people that aren't flying anymore. The numbers are in the facts. Don't eat junk food. Don't devour junk news. Stay strong, stay healthy, get in the best physical shape you can. And emotionally and spiritually. Thanks for having me on. See you next week on InfoWars.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.